The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Jesus, approached Peter, and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. I've never understood this reading whatsoever, and I didn't have time to read about it, so I'm going to talk about St. Jane, okay? St. Jane de Chantal is probably one of the most unlikely foundresses of a religious order. At the age of 20 years old, she was married. Within 9 years, she had borne 7 children, though only 4 of them survived through childhood. And after 9 years of marriage that she called a joyful marriage, she says she was madly in love with her husband. He died in a tragic hunting accident. When they got married, her husband was not a very strong Catholic, though she was very faithful. And little by little over the years, she won him over, which she attributed almost entirely to her devotion to daily Mass. She said the graces she received at Mass are what converted the heart of her husband. And before he had passed away, they had made an agreement, almost, you know, like the Holy Spirit at work in their marriage. And they had agreed that if one of them died at an early age, the other would devote himself or herself entirely to God. And so that's what she did after her children came of age. So after her husband's passing, she really tried to work all the more intently on her spiritual life. But she stumbled along for a number of years, needing a guide, trying to find someone to help to form her in the faith. She found that one Lent, she attended the Cathedral Mass, and there were spiritual exercises being given by St. Francis de Sales. And when she hears his preaching, actually not just his preaching that moved her profoundly, but as soon as she saw him, she knew that he was the one. Because a number of years beforehand, as she was working out in the field, she had a vision of a priest. And in that moment, it was so striking, she remembered all the details of his face, and she heard these words in her heart: "Behold the man, beloved of God and men, in whose hands you must place your conscience." The amazing thing is that St. Francis, as he's preaching, looked down and he recognized her, because he also had had a vision of a woman dressed in a widow's garb, and he heard these words: "This widow will be the foundation stone of the religious community you are called to found." In the next 15 years, they founded 12 religious houses. After he died, she went on to found over 50 more. They have one of the most beautiful friendships probably in the history of the church. Sadly, though, only his letters are still around, because he thought that she was a saint, and so he had put together a biography that he was going to write on her life, with all of her letters chronologically ordered. Unfortunately, he died before she did, and she found that book that he was going to write, and she burned it all. So we lost all of her letters. When he died, this was her reaction: "I threw myself on my knees adoring divine providence, and embracing as best I could God's holy will, even in my unbelievable and unbearable grief. I cried all the rest of the day without stopping, and all night until I received Holy Communion the next morning. But I cried very softly, because I had a deep feeling of peace and tranquility that my Father was now with our Heavenly Father. And I want to close with just one quote from her, one of my favorite quotes from her, that is important for all of us to remember. She said, writing to her sisters, "Should you fall 50 times a day, never on any account should that surprise or worry you. Indeed, ever so gently, set your heart back in the right direction and practice the opposite virtue, speaking all the while words of love and trust to our Lord. Once we have humbled ourselves for the faults God allows of us, we must forget them and move forward with courage."